Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it happens every year. It's the season finale. This episode being season two finale. We're going to recap the year, talk all about everything that happened. It's a sad time, but we're going to have fun nonetheless. So thanks for joining me. Let's do this. Yeah, so lots of big things happened this year. We're going to talk about it tonight, season two finale. Thank you for joining me. If this is your first time with me, it's a bummer that you've been missing out. But thank you for joining us all the same. Tonight we're doing season two finale. And if you regularly come to the show, thank you, lover. I appreciate it. Welcome back. Glad you could make it. Thank you. So that's what we're doing tonight. We're going to talk about the big things that happened in season two, the big things. We're going to discuss the content change that kind of abruptly happened mid-season. We'll discuss that. And we'll discuss Facebook versus Twitter, why it is that I closed the Facebook page, why Ken Bogle does not have a Facebook. We'll talk about my Instagram addiction. We're also going to talk about, because that surfaced so big in this season of Ken Bogle, was my Instagram addiction, my Insta addiction. So we have to talk about it. The same thing with Scarefest 2014. We have to talk about that because I met so many cool people, lots of you listeners on the show and clients in the tarot business. Talk about the tarot business. Do we need to be expecting a season three from Ken Bogle? We'll talk about that tonight. And do everyday shout-outs, you know, to people who make my life possible. Yeah, that's going to happen. All here. Thanks for joining me. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, you can go to the chat room. It's at blogtalkradio.com/Ken Bogle. Just chat with me. There's a couple of people in there. Hey, people. We have a guest on the phone line, but geez, I don't know that number. And I'm like, I don't know. Should I answer it? Who could be on the other side? You know what? I'm going to take a chance. Let's see who this is. And if it's somebody to blow us off, well, then that could be fun. Let's see what happens. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is this Timmy Sims?
Yes, it's Timmy Sims.
Hi, Timmy Sims. This is the season two finale. You're calling me. Is this how you're listening to my show? You're going to call in and listen and be my guest? Is that what you're doing?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Well, that's cool. It doesn't matter. You're my guest. You can just sit there and listen. That's quite all right. Normally, Timmy Sims is in the chat room, so chime in whenever you feel like it, but not too much because this is my show. Okay, so I'm glad you could be here, lover. Thank you for joining me. So let's talk about the big things that happened this year. Again, feel free to chime in whenever you'd like, Timmy Sims. The big things that happened this year for Ken Bogle. Well, I became a homeowner, husband for my 30th birthday, which was last year, bought me a house as my gift. I mean, and told people in public that it was like my house. Yeah, so if, you know, I end up on snaps, he can't come back and be, I mean, you know, like, he already owned the house. There was no motive. Yeah, see, clear, completely clear. In my house, I'm so excited. It's a huge thing. When you buy your very first house, they say it's the biggest stress ever, and it really wasn't. I don't know if it was because we had awesome mortgage guy or if we had, because we did, or if we had awesome real estate agents, which we did. It was a husband and wife. They were lovely. But the whole process went really, really smoothly. So it was a huge deal that went over without much obstacle. And even then, I'm Buddhist, so I kind of welcome those from time to time. And I totally handled every single challenge like a pro. Husband and I turned the keys almost a year ago to, I guess it's in March, a year in March. But I can say, though, it feels like I unpacked like a while ago. It doesn't feel like I just unpacked it. Like everything is still very, very fresh, and it was quite the move. But, you know, I feel like I've been here my entire life, as strange as that sounds. My entire life I feel like I've been here. So number one really big thing that happened this year, bam, homeowner. Number two, a really big thing that happened this year was I reconnected with my biological family. Not to say I was adopted or anything, just to say that, well, for people who weren't here for Ken Bogle season one and season two, it's a pretty tough family tension, and we kind of blew up at one another during season one, toward the end of season one, and we really did not talk for most of season two, but here toward the end, my family and I reconnected. So you see, not all disconnections are forever. Well, not all of them. Some, you know, tend to reconnect, and that's always a lovely thing. This year, I lost a lot of friends. In season two, I lost a lot of friends because our lives, we grew apart. And, you know, that 2014 taught me that, too, is that sometimes, you know, because of life, you just grow apart, you change and become different people. And they ended up getting married and having kids and, you know, buying houses of their own. And it's like, how insane is it that our lives have become so different, you know? It's hard for me to think that you would continue to be the same kind of friends you were. They had to change because of babies and stuff. I haven't changed. So, you know, when they say to me, why is it that you don't call me or anything? It's like, well, what do you want me to do? Call you up every time I'm on a bender and say, hey, you've got to come over here and get absolutely wasted with me. Sure, bring the kids. That's great. You know, both of them? Why, sure, bring them on over. I'll start sanding down all the sharp edges right now. Like, I mean, it makes no sense. You can't party together. You can't be the same kind of friends you were. Most people say, well, the mature thing is to grow, too. And I have grown, but this group of people seem to grow more judgmental. I don't know. It's just some of them became more judgmental, and I just couldn't play that game. One thing I don't like is hypocrisy, and it started to kind of reek of that. So I had to excuse myself. Excuse me, it reeks of hypocrisy in here. I got to go. And, you know, some of my closest friends, it was the second year that in a row that they forgot my birthday. So it was just like, you know, it is what it is. but like I said, maybe we'll reconnect over some time. Not all connections are disconnected forever. But we did lose, lastly, a big thing that happened in season two of Ken Bogle is that we lost a lot of, like, influential people to me. You know, Robin Williams was really a big influence for me because I watched, what was that show, that movie called, where he was in Vietnam, Good Morning Vietnam? I watched that way too soon. You know, like I should not have even been allowed near the unedited version of that at that age. You know, I just soaked it all in. Now I have a trashy mouth. Like I go from gentleman to truck driver in 2.2. But I was amazed by his speed and his ability to be so, his energetic kind of, you know, Robin Williams, I don't need to explain it. You've probably seen the movie, but he's no longer with us. And that was heartbreaking. And for people like Joan Rivers, like her or not, she was a trailblazer. She's gone. I thought he was a wonderful musician, Joe Cocker, a talented singer and really big inspiration to me as a kid. And sometimes when I do drunk karaoke, I sometimes do the Joe Cocker cover of the Beatles song with a little help from my friends. I do the screaming and squalling because that's what Joe would want, but I don't do it frequently. Anyway, those were some of the big things that happened this year. Another big thing was the Ken Bogle content change, and I wanted to discuss that, you know, really quickly. The content went from being in season one and for the first part of season two, Ken Bogle, it was based on what it is I was doing, the people I would meet and the things I would do, the places I would go, funny stories and situations that I've, you know, got into and all that kind of business, all that. And then season two, halfway through it, I just quit doing that. And I said, you know, I would much rather make this about one thing that I really, really am passionate about. Not a big collection of everything, but one specific area that I'm really interested in. And it's the paranormal. So I just was like, hey, Kim Boggle Buddies, we're not doing things the way we used to anymore. I'm going to just go right into talking about the paranormal, and you just have to like it. And you did. Most of you stuck around, and that's fabulous. I enjoy that. I broke you in with talking about tarot cards. We even did a tarot card reading giveaway, you know, in season two. So, I mean, that was like a pretty big shocker. That was the content change was kind of radical all at once, too. Just boom, things are different. And you'll notice that there are some missing people from Ken Boggle season two. Right around halfway through Ken Boggle season two, you start to notice that I no longer guest on other podcasts, and other podcasters no longer spot on my podcast. And that is because of a great difference of opinion on the content of jokes, or a ton of misunderstandings, coupled with way too many angry words and things that probably cannot be taken back. And it's sad and it's a bummer, but again, not all disconnections are to be that way forever. You know, this could easily come back and he become, I don't want to talk about him by name, because listen, just because you and I are on the outs now, it does not mean that you and I will never speak again. So I'm not going to talk trash about somebody behind their back. I'm not going to do it, you know, out loud to tell everybody my business. But just say that, you know, you noticed a difference. The difference is a huge, huge argument over a joke. Isn't it funny how mature two grown men can be? And it just snowballed into a bunch of other things. You know, we'll keep our fingers crossed. Hopefully the bridge will bring us back together. And, that was the content change in season two. I hope it didn't bug you, and I hope you don't miss our other podcasters too much. But I will say this, and it goes with the sad situation that we just discussed. It did give birth to a new kind of relationship with a fellow podcaster who is on the other line, Timmy Sims, and is now in the chat room, ta-da, with all these guests. Hello, guests. Thank you for coming. So I got to meet Timmy Sims, and I got to cultivate sort of a friendship. And now Timmy Sims is a friend, and he's a Twitter buddy, Instagram buddy. And I did do a reading for him, and he enjoyed it. So he is talking about maybe getting some equipment worked up so that I can do a live reading for him on his show. Wouldn't that be crazy? I'll give you details via Twitter if that goes down. I mean, I think that's a great idea, although I warned him. I said, you can't always do these kinds of things live, because I may have to say something in the cards that may embarrass you, or you don't want people to know, or it could get emotional. And he seems like he's A-okay with it, so we'll just see what happens. We'll see what happens. But I'm every situation has a silver lining, and Timmy Sims is that silver lining for me. I'm glad that I got to know him. Okay, there you go. Now, like I said in the introduction, you cannot go through a season wrap-up and not talk about Scarefest. And Scarefest 2014 did not disappoint, because I got to meet one of the greatest people I've met in a long time. His name is Dustin Perry. He is a former ghost hunter with TAPS and Ghost Hunters International from television, you know, sci-fi, that he had the two shows. And he's an author, and he's a public speaker, and all this and all that. Well, I finally got to meet him this year. And he's a freaking blast now. He's a Twitter buddy and Insta buddy. And we even text every now and then, you know, just to say, hi, what's up, what's doing, you know, that kind of thing. Really cool, really cool guy. I'm glad I got to meet him. I also, at Scarefest this year, got to meet Andrea Perrin. Chris, she's from House of Darkness, House of Light, the eldest daughter of the Perrin children from the movie The Conjuring, you may know. Chris Williams, who is also a ghost hunter, And I got to say hello again to Grant Wilson and then slur something I think inappropriate at a bar. I don't know. I don't know. But I love Grant Wilson. And I'm glad I got to see him again. Scarefest 2014 was a blast. Am I going next year, 2015? You can bet. I'll probably do, just for the FYI, I'll probably do the gold ticket VIP thing like we did last year, because that VIP party, that's where we all got to scream at Corey Feldman and, you know, cause trouble. And, I mean, that was kind of a good time. It was a good time, I thought. 2014 was, Scarefest was really, really great because I got to meet not only those people that I mentioned previously, but I got to meet some really great gals. There's Jenny, who is now a Twitter buddy and Insta buddy. She's fabulous. I love her, her hair, her hugs, her face. I love everything about her. And I got to meet her at Scarefest as well as Holly. I got to meet a girl named Holly. She's also Insta and Twitter buddy. And then I got to make the acquaintance of Tasha and Tracy. Tasha and Tracy I met at the VIP party at Scarefest. And since then, they have become pretty great friends of mine and also have become tarot clients. I read for them. They came in from miles. They traveled for miles to meet me for dinner and have a reading, a tarot reading, the both of them did. And so we traded numbers, of course, and now we're like really big buddies. We text, and I just checked up on Tracy just a few hours ago. She's doing well, but her mom's in the situation, so we're sending her our best, Tracy, and we're sending Tasha our best because she's got some stuff going on too. But once again, Scarefest, it was fabulous, and we will be going back to meet all those great gals. Okay, Facebook versus Twitter. Why is it in Season 2, Ken Bogle cut off the Facebook? I had a Facebook, and I was very active with that Facebook. You probably are the same with your account. And I was on there, you know, just being me. And there was a kid, a 16-year-old boy, who was being mentally, verbally, and emotionally abused because he is gay. I stood up for him. Some of the standing up was toward his family, and because they were the perpetrators of a lot of his unhappiness and a lot of the abuse. So I just, I went full force at them to tell them how unfit they were, because you should never mentally and emotionally abuse your child because you don't agree with their sexual preference. That makes this unacceptable. So anyway, the family went to Facebook and they said, "Hey, this guy, Ken Bogle, he said this. We find it to be threatening and offensive." So Facebook contacts me, and they say, "Dear Mr. Bogle, you have been deemed threatening and offensive. So what are we going to do? Well, we're going to put you on a timeout, a virtual timeout where you cannot access your Facebook for, I think it was like 7 days. I was suspended for 7 days. So me being me said, A, that's bull. B, I don't care. And C, I'm an adult. You don't set me down. And I'm me. You don't set me on a timeout. I don't care what. No, I don't do timeout. So I deleted the sucker. Now, did I lose a lot of followers and stuff because I did? Yeah. And lots of people said to me, you're insane because you're going to lose a lot of your listeners. You have a responsibility to keep a Facebook page open. I said, I have no responsibility to anything except my happiness. What makes me happier than anything else is to get to tell homophobes to shove it. And so for that reason, Facebook says I'm not allowed to behave that way. That's the way I behave. And so we are no longer conducive to working out. I got to let Facebook go. Deleted it. Put over. Done. So that's what happened. I have since then developed a really great group of really happy, highly enlightened souls via Twitter. And it really just entertains me and makes my entire day. You know, it does. It makes my entire day. And that's why I'm glad I closed the Facebook. Our Twitter friends I got to meet, like Kelly Groach, she is a client. Tarot card read for her cards last week. We have another appointment coming up. Love that. He's fantastic and probably listening right now. Hi, honey. I can't wait to read for you again. And she's going to be a Ken Bogle friend. I just feel like that. I feel like she's going to be a Ken Bogle buddy for a long time. On Twitter, I also got to meet Melissa Nicholson, Anne Marie B., and Laurie Reed, Nicole, Anita, and Sandra Hopkins. A lot of these people I just got to meet via connections at Scarefest, and our friend Dustin Perry introducing me to people left, right, and center. Love that. Speaking of which, I got to create a lovely relationship with Dustin via the Twitter, you know, and I got to develop a really fabulous relationship with someone that I have admired in the music industry. His name is Richard Dashett, and he is the executive producer of the Fleetwood Mac albums, and he has a fabulous, fabulous assistant named Stacey B. This girl is lovely. She's, you know, I just adore her. She is fabulous, and hopefully pretty soon I'll get to do her cards as well. She's an indigo kid. You'll look that up, an indigo child. She's very empathic, very intuitive. I love her and her style. And it's cool that you can connect with people that you admire and adore in this way, you know, via Twitter, bam, you get to talk to them. Just reach out and say hello. I got to meet Phil Wyman, parapsychologist Phil Wyman. He's from UK's Most Haunted. And Yvette Fielding, whom I love, she's Most Haunted as well. I got to interact with them. And as a matter of fact, today I got to interact with Derek Acora. So it was a wonderful way to wrap up season two. I got to meet all these wonderful people in the paranormal industry that I love so much. And also there's a group called Take the Cake. Find them on YouTube, Take the Cake Productions. They do a Most Haunted spoof that's hilarious. So, yeah. Season two, I came out about my Instagram addiction. I'm an Insta addict because every time I turn on that sucker, there's people there to inspire and entertain me. My Insta Buddhas like Aisha, whom I love. I love my girl Aisha, and we have an appointment to do tarot cards next week. Love her. I also got to meet a Spanish superstar, Sabrina Gomez, via the Instagram. She's also an Insta Buddha. She's an Eastern Buddhist like myself. I got to meet Mrs. and Mrs. De Puma by way of Miami. Those ladies are fabulous, and they're great. They always brighten my day. So I am addicted to Instagram, but I'm addicted to Instagram, the people on Instagram. It's like a thing. I love them. That's not going to stop either. Just because the show is going to stop, those social media, the Twitter and the Instagram stuff, that's not going to stop. That's going to keep going. As is the tarot business. Now, the tarot business is doing really great. And if you want a reading from me, just because I'm not doing the show does not mean that I'm like not doing readings, because I am. You just email me at houseofcardstarot@outlook.com, or tweet me at Ken Bogle. Say, hey, Ken Bogle, I want a reading. I'll give you the details and stuff. But just because I'm not doing the show, that does not mean that I'm not going to be doing cards, because I love it. Yeah, so yeah, do that. And Tales of a Tarot Card Reader, we started doing that in season two. I love it. It's like my favorite thing, Tales of a Tarot Card Reader. I think if we do with season three, that is going to be one of the things I continue with. Yeah, one of the things I continue with will be the Tales of Tarot Card Reader. Speaking of season three, will we be meeting again in May of 2015 for Ken Bogle season three? I don't know. The answer is I don't figure that out until very late March or very early April. I don't figure any of that out until then, because that's when I look at the report and I say, well, last year I had X amount of listeners, downloads, and subscribers, and then, you know, this year I had this many. Then I have to figure out, is it worth the effort? Did the same people follow me through the content change, and what the numbers of that really, really look like? So at this time, we're not sure. So, lover, here's your cliffhanger. Will there be a season three Ken Bogle? I'm not sure. There you go. It is uncertain at this time. Ask again later. Yeah. But if we do, of course, I'll make it known to you via the Twitter. But I usually do. I record from May until January or mid-February or February, early February, near my birthday. And this, you know, I take February, March, April, I take these months off, and I don't do it. I just focus on other projects like doing live shows or now actually I'll be focusing mainly on the tarot cards. So, yeah, we'll see. I'll keep you posted. Again, look at the Twitter, at Kim Bogle. See what I'm doing. Keep up to date that way. And you know what I'm going to do before we close out? I want to do my everyday shout-outs because there's so many people that there's a lot of you who have influenced me greatly this year. And that is one of the things I can say is that I have been greatly influenced positively by the people that I have come to know this year, and I'm very thankful for you. However, a very select few of you are everything to me, and that is like my husband, Robert. Love him to death. He is everything and more to me. Thank you for my house. Thank you for another great year together. Thank you for supporting Kim Bogle and the beast that it is. I'll see you in a minute, lover. And then there's my brother, Joey. Joey, who is doing very, very well. You hear me talk about Joey all the time. Eventually, one day, I'm going to call him live on the show, and all of you straight girls will swoon. Maybe I'll share his picture, and you all just ask me for his phone number. I'm going to find him a wife this year. I am. I will. Season 3, Kim Bogle finds his brother a wife. Well, I mean, first, we've got to find him a girlfriend. And, she's got to understand that I love him, too. So, you know, that's a struggle. We'll see how that turns out. But anyway, I got to say thank you to my brother Joey and to my girlfriend Jacqueline. I love her very much. She's always been very supportive of me doing Kim Bogle, and she's, you know, she's thicker than blood. Love her. And, yeah, of course, you got to say thank you to my furry baby, Fraser. My little pup, Fraser, my dog. He always is very quiet while Dad does his podcast, and I admire that. For that reason, I give him the title Sound Guy, and I love him. Little fella, yeah. We keep in touch with him on Instagram and Twitter, at Kim Bogle. You'll see me and Fraser and me and these other people I just mentioned. Thank you for joining me. I hope that you have a fabulous Friday. I want you to really enjoy yourself. And I want to remind you before we go, we are indeed our brother's keeper, which means we've got to not only take care of ourselves, but take care of those people around us. I hope that season 3 brings us less death and less violence and less madness, fewer riots, equal rights, and blessings of peace and harmony, because we need it in the worst way. So take care of yourselves. Take even better care of each other. And I will see you again, maybe in May. We'll stick around. We'll find out. Take care. Bye.